going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
BJ and Jamie.
With the 20th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Denver Broncos select Jahdae Barron, DB, Texas.
Who?
That guy from Texas.
Who?
The guy from Texas.
Who'd we get?
His name is Jabir.
Is he fast?
Jabirder.
Can he catch?
What's his name? Jabirder.
Jaberby.
Jahdae Barron.
Jahdae Barron.
You guys, I feel bad for Shador.
Yeah. Oh, don't feel bad for Shador.
I do, because they say he is actually a nice kid.
Little pompous.
Well, did you see what he had laid out?
Yeah, I did.
He had all his quote-unquote ice, which is all his diamonds laid out for the draft.
Yeah.
He also made a custom room with his brand, Legendary, all over. That room was custom made for him.
It was a green room.
Yeah, his brand is Legendary. It was all over the place.
Oh, God.
He had a green room that he had built.
Yeah.
A couple of players had done that, though. You know,
that a new thing?
I don't know. Okay. They have that green room area that they all sit in, you know, and they design their own little living room set. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, I thought they're always at home or something.
No. Well, a lot of them are at home. You're not wrong about that. It's just that the people that are being chosen, like in the first 10, show up.
Oh, so he 15. Was there?
He was there, yeah.
Oh,
and
no.
His dad and Travis. Everybody was there. His brother cousin or somebody.
There?
Yeah, he was
and
there.
He got pushed?
Yeah, live streaming.
Ooh.
He'd get passed by.
I saw his diamonds. I saw the diamonds.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So I was completely wrong about them knowing where he was going to go.
Completely wrong.
Yeah, because they did not know.
Well, I fell right in line with you because I just assumed Deion Sanders, with the pool that he has in the NFL, that they know exactly where these kids are going. But they had no idea. Had no idea it was going to turn out like this. Travis Hunter had no idea.
By the way, in case you don't know, just to recap, so Shador Sanders, who plays for CU, the Buffs, we thought he was going to go in the first 10, you know, top 10 draft pick for the NFL to play professionally, and nobody picked him.
He didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
No, he's still on the board.
Yep.
He didn't make the first round at all. No. That's 30-something players that went past him.
That's great.
Unbelievable.
And his jersey's retired at CU.
Remember, Schmidl said he'd be the number one pick.
Yep,
remember that? Yep.
I still think he's the best quarterback in that draft.
Yep.
Yeah.
Over Cam?
Maybe you
I
should
like
draft
him more than Cam. I would if I was the GM.
Drafty for our show.
Yeah. I mean, I made jokes about like the Broncos picking one of those guys up. I guess they actually could have.
They could have got Shador if they wanted to.
Yeah, wow. That is crazy.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's Friday.
Yay, thank God.
KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You know the whole spill. I think we're going to have rain today. Is it raining now?
Well, yeah.
Is it raining?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know if it stopped or not. I've been here for an hour and a half.
I've been up since 2.
You have?
Oh, my God.
How'd it go last night?
It was great. It was so fun. Yeah.
Facial aesthetics, the big Botox off.
The girls' night out.
Girls' night out. Girls' night out over at Facial Aesthetics. You had 15 plus one. That's a lot of people.
We had 30 girls there.
Must have been fun.
It was super duper fun. Yeah, we had a great time. There was one girl there and she was like an anomaly, you guys. She looked so young and we were all just staring at her. Guess what her secret was?
What?
Sunscreen her whole life.
What?
Like every day, just puts it on. Like
I thought sunscreen was bad for you.
No, they have organic kinds now.
But, oh, they do?
Yeah. But she's used sunscreen her entire life.
That's
her
secret.
And she looks amazing. Yeah.
Wow.
Boom. I'm going home putting on the screen today.
Right?
Yeah,
like,
I need
you know
it.
How Paris Hilton and Kathy Hilton, her mom, they don't go in the sun at all?
Yeah.
And stuff like, we were just staring at her like, what is it? What do you do? Like, do you eat fruits and vegetables? Olive oil? What is it? She's like, sunscreen my whole life. And we're like, ugh. It's too late for that.
I wonder if that's something her mom pushed on.
Maybe
her.
So. Yeah, maybe so.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it sounds like a good time last night. I'm sure you guys will do it again,
but
too.
I went to bed so I didn't take a nap yesterday, and I went to bed at 8, like dead asleep at 8:30.
Yeah.
I woke up at 2, ready to do the show.
Oh. Yeah.
Because you know how we all only, well, at least me, I only get like 5 or 5.5 hours of sleep
a night.
Seriously,
if I'm lucky, yeah.
Yeah, right? And so that's how I've lived my whole life since I was 19, 5 hours a night. And so at 2 a.m., here's me. Okay, what do we do now?
Yeah.
And it's the worst time to wake up.
It is.
There's nothing you can do.
I know.
The world's closed.
Well, that's not true. The Amazon guy came by.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like 2, 3
They run 24 hours now,
yeah,
don't
they? Yeah, it's crazy.
Man, I was almost in a really bad accident this morning.
You were?
Yeah.
What happened?
I mean, I'm literally, I was shaking, huh?
Somebody run a red light?
No, we're coming up I-25 going northbound here, and about Arapahoe, I guess, there's a truck in front of me, and he's probably from here to the TV, which is about 15, 20 feet away. I mean, I'm coming up on him pretty fast. He literally goes sideways on the, I don't know if he hydroplaned because of the rain, I don't know what happened, and he hit his brakes and just stopped, then jerked, and I missed him, Jamie, by, I thought I'd hit him.
Really?
I closed my eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought I hit him. We're doing 65 miles per hour, and it happened so fast that I just literally was trembling.
So did you just get in the other lane then, or what happened?
I don't know what I did. I closed my eyes.
Yeah.
You blacked out?
No, I didn't black out. I just braced for a collision.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I can think of. Because
you're
I
lucky
literally,
somebody didn't come up and hit you from behind.
Yeah.
You know, you hit that moment where you say, I can't avoid this.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to hit this guy. And again, we're doing 65. I mean, this is not like a decision that I've got like 15 seconds to make. This is a split. I just closed my eyes. And when I opened them up, I went by him, and I couldn't figure out why. I'm like, I don't know
so
if I turned the wheel. He's still there in the middle of the road.
Wow.
Lights flashing.
That's crazy.
And cars dodging him, you know. Wow. And I'm like, oh, my God, this could have been the worst morning of my life.
It could have been bad.
It was ugly.
Well,
it,
you're
it scared
here.
Me to death.
I bet it did. You're talking like it did.
It did. I haven't come that close to an accident, especially something really serious. Years. It's been years.
We've had
fender benders and things like that, you know, where I get involved, but nothing like this. I mean, it scared me to death.
Wow.
I just sat in the parking lot when I got here. I'm like, I can't believe I missed that guy.
Holy
can't
Toledo.
Believe it. And I don't know what happened to him. I don't know if he had a, an emergency of some type? I don't know.
He's not out there anymore.
He was doing 65, 70 miles per hour, and then just all of a sudden, he went haywire. That's in front of crazy. Everybody.
Maybe he had bald tires and he did hydroplane.
Could have been. Yeah. I have no idea what happened. I mean, just out of the blue.
Well,
you would never expect it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very scary morning.
Yeah.
Pretty scary. All right, we'll take a quick break here. It is Friday. We are here. It's going to rain, they say, most of the day today. So
nice.
Look for thunderstorms.
We need the moisture. And we need the moisture.
Clears up for the weekend.
Nice.
Just in time for that big Bigfoot days up there in Estes Park.
Oh, yeah. My girlfriend's up there right now.
Is she really?
Yeah, she is.
All right. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
All righty. It is a Friday, and it's raining this morning. It's a little moist out there. Plus, the weekend, though, it's going to clear up. It's going to be really nice for the weekend. I think 75 for tomorrow, then 80 on Sunday. So
I'm glad that it's raining because it freaks me out when it gets all dry and windy and for the fires. Oh, my gosh.
Yard work. Sunday, man. I'm already set to go.
Supposed to put down your fertilizer.
I got the fertilizer out, Jamie, and I got the weed killer. And I know you don't like weed killer.
I'm against it.
I know you're against it.
Just use some Dawn and some vinegar.
Oh, I'm going to spray the crap out of it.
Nice. I hope your kid plays in it. That'll be awesome.
It is a good weekend for it, though.
Yeah, it
is. Sprinklers on Mother's Day, just 2 weeks away.
I know.
Now you're going to go see your son,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, going to California.
For Mother's Day.
Yeah, sure am.
That's pretty cool.
I'm really excited about going to that Nordstrom, though, in San Jose. I land in San Jose, and then I drive. But because they have this machine, this robot that puts on eyelashes for you.
Oh, I do remember reading about that. Yeah.
Wait a minute. They have a machine.
Uh-huh.
That attaches your eyelashes for you?
Yeah, yeah. You lay
what do
in
you
this.
Do? Just
you
stand
you
in
go
front
through
of
a
it?
Catalog. You go through a catalog and you pick out the eyelashes that you want, and then you lay down in this bed thing, and then beep boop beep boop beep, bzz, 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 and it puts on eyelashes. It looks terrifying.
Oh, AI technology.
Yeah, it looks terrifying.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust it.
I know. I'm terrified of it. It looks like one bad move, and your eyeballs are poked out.
I think you can trust it.
I don't know.
No.
One bad move.
I'm not going to be the first to try it either. I don't,
it's like self-driving car, man.
It's like when the first new version of the phone comes out. There's always a problem.
Yeah, because they only have two operating machines. One's in San Francisco and one's in San Jose.
Have you read of anything going wrong?
Well, I haven't really read about it. I just liked it, and I was like, I signed up for it.
So you're not going to do it?
Oh, I am going to do it, but I'm terrified.
So you are going to do it.
But I'm terrified of it. I can do both. Yeah.
But you're terrified.
I am terrified. You should see this machine.
I don't think I'd do it if I'm terrified, though.
Yeah.
I think I'd just pass on it.
You know,
go in and watch somebody else for a while.
Well, I watched a couple of women do it, but you know, that thing is like, well, I got to try it.
Who came up with that?
I don't know. Some engineer.
Yeah, think about that, though. Yeah. I mean, like, okay, something we need.
Yeah, some female engineer, my guess is.
Here's something we need. Let's get a machine that applies the eyelashes for you.
Oh. Yeah, so excited about that.
That's going to be an exciting Mother's Day weekend.
Then Sunday, let's see, this Sunday, Chevis is having a soiree. Chevis that we know.
Yeah.
She's having a soiree.
She is. Yeah. What's a soiree?
A soiree is where girls get together and soiree.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been to one. Sounds a little fancy. I don't think our neighborhood has soirees.
They don't have soirees.
Nah, we have gatherings.
Oh, gatherings.
Yeah, barbecues, nice. Things like that. Yeah, but we don't have soirees.
Yeah, I'm soiree.
I'm not even sure what you bring to a soiree.
And then today I have to go to Douglas County to the fairgrounds, pick up all my shrubs and all my bushes.
Oh, they're sitting there for you.
Yeah,
huh?
From the conservation department of Douglas County. By the way, that's a great way to buy anything you need for your garden and stuff is go through the conservation in your own county because it's half the price of nurseries.
I'm guessing that not all counties do that. Douglas County seems to be ahead of the curve.
Well, I think I'm just more in tune with my county than you are yours.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm sure we have bushes.
Yeah, I think you probably do.
I just haven't looked into the bush supply over at Jeffco.
No, so yeah. I got to go get
all
those.
I don't know. All right, well, good luck with that.
And then Saturday, I'm going to go and plant them all.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a lot of yard work this weekend because the weather's going to be perfect for it. Perfect time of year. Time to get her done.
I haven't been out to the cabin since September. So I'm going out there on Saturday.
Oh,
hopefully nobody's living in the cabin.
I know, that's what I'm always worried about. Like someone just moved in, someone's squatting.
What if it's washed away?
I know. Like, I don't even know if
it's going to happen.
Yeah. You might go out there and it's just a foundation.
Exactly. I have no idea. It might be a foundation or it might be people, a whole family living in it. I don't know.
From snow. There's so many things that could have happened.
Yeah.
You could have a collapsed roof over the snow.
Well, I just got a new roof, so hopefully that didn't happen. Because yeah, I just got a new roof in September.
There's so much that could have happened.
I mean, if I have to get a new roof, I just got one in September. That's bad roofing.
Yeah. And the Pope funeral is this weekend, too.
Yeah.
2 a.m. our time. I saw the time this morning. 2 a.m. I don't know anybody going to get up for that. You think anybody will?
I don't know.
Maybe some really strong Catholics.
I saw a picture of him. He has a huge bruise on the side of his face.
I saw that.
It was from when they were dressing him.
They dropped him?
Yeah, I guess so.
Wait a minute. So when they were dressing him for the coffin, they dropped him on the floor?
No, they said just from roughhousing him a little bit. You know how your face, like when you get older, your skin's really thin?
Well, I think it's pretty thin when you die, too.
Yeah. So I think that causes it.
I did notice the bruise, though.
Yeah, that's
right. It looked like that maybe it was a terrible fall or something.
No, it wasn't a fall. They said it was from, dressing him.
Well, it's better you drop somebody dead than alive.
Well, that is true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a great point.
All right, we'll take a break, and we'll be back with the latest tabloid trash. Coming up next, hang on.
BJ
and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone, AUDACY. Okay, put it on your phone. A couple of things. First of all, two big games over the weekend coming up because the Nuggets lost last night, got their butts kicked.
They did?
We're down 2-1 to the Clippers. And the Avalanche, they're down 2-1 to the Dallas Stars. So these two games this weekend could really determine the future for these playoffs.
Maybe the Rockies will bring it back.
They haven't won before games out of third.
I'm just saying, maybe they'll get inspired. Like, okay, guys, we got to do it for the city.
We got to pick up the slack.
Yeah.
Somebody put up a joke yesterday. I guess they lost again yesterday. Rockies, that is. Now they're 4-20. They've won 4, lost 20. Typical for Colorado, they said. Yeah, 4-20. All right, two big games this weekend. If the Nuggets lose, Abs lose, they're in big trouble, Jamie.
Man.
It's over.
What's going to happen?
Over.
What's wrong
suspense.
With your Avalanche?
Hey, listen, the overtime, last game was a fluke. We dominated game 2, just got unlucky. Game 4, we're going to dominate, and we're going to take back the series.
I'm telling you what, if the Blues come through, I'm going to be real mad because I have a friend. He and I just go back and forth with the Avalanche and the Blues, and they won. The Blues won.
That was a fluke last night, trust
me. Okay, all right.
I watched it.
Anyway.
It's a fluke when you lose, fluke when they win. It's a fluke, fluke, fluke.
Yeah, but Blues beating the Jets, not going to happen.
Shadour not getting picked yesterday.
That was crazy.
That's a fluke. It's a fluke.
You know what? You told me that they were actually at the draft, but they weren't. They were in Texas, at their house in Texas. And so that's better, because I thought they were, because after you said that, I was like, oh my God, how heartbreaking to be at the draft. And you guys said that they had made a green room or whatever, but they weren't. They were at Texas, which makes it a little less painful.
Yeah, they had it at their house in Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I remember watching, I think it was Deion Sanders, in his reaction to Travis being drafted last night.
But like you said off the air, maybe they did know he wasn't going anywhere, and that's why they weren't there.
Yeah, because that would be extremely embarrassing. You show up and don't go in the first round.
It makes sense.
It does, kind of,
I mean, why wouldn't you be there if you thought that you were going to go top 10? All the others were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the others were. So why wouldn't you be there? So maybe they found out that... we even said here on the show a couple of days ago that the word out there was he's not that good.
Yeah.
And that he's got a bad attitude. He's very, feels entitled.
Yep. That's what that one anonymous coach said.
Yeah. And,
but a lot of people say he's just a great kid, though. He doesn't get in trouble. He doesn't party. You know, he's just,
he has
a lot of money and he does buy a lot of diamonds. But, you know, we all bought stupid things when we got into some money.
I don't have a problem with his diamonds. Yeah. I don't have a problem with his green room that he set up. I don't have a problem with any of that, man. He's a 21-year-old kid, you know? Who cares? But I am shocked that he wasn't drafted in the first round.
I mean, when Carson got into money, he bought a Fiero.
Yeah. Yeah. He loved how the little lights go up in the front.
Listen.
You turn on the lights.
Hey.
It's like it waves at you. Or it's kind of like eyelashes.
It was my dream car. I don't know what you want from me.
Tabloid trash, I promise. We're coming up next with it.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Hey, I just wanted to thank everybody that came out to Facial Aesthetics last night. It was really, really fun. And thanks to everybody that works at Facial Aesthetics. They were so patient with everybody because we were, I mean, you get 30 girls together. We're a zoo.
Yeah.
And they were very patient with us, so we appreciate them so much because we're a lot as a group. We're a lot. Heck, I'm just a lot by myself.
I bet it was a good time,
though. Was super fun. Yeah, I bet it was fun. It was really fun. Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's talk about this. I went to bed like right when I got home, and so I woke up at 2, and so I was scouring my phone because, I mean, I'm wide awake at 2 a.m. this morning. And what do I come across but Blake Lively at an event for Time Magazine. She was named one of the 100 most influential people, right, in the world or whatever, or in the country. I don't know where it was, but and she stood up and she told this really long story about her mom, and now everybody's attacking her because her mom, I guess, was a victim of an assault, and so she stood up and started telling the story, and everybody was like, now you're using your mom to try to get sympathy.
Yeah, they're saying it was very uncomfortable for everybody.
It went on way too long. It did.
She went into detail on everything.
Yeah.
It was almost like a poor, pitiful me moment for her.
It wasn't even about her mom. It was about her standing up in front of everybody and talking. I mean, she's a narcissist, man.
It's not the right platform, you know, to be talking like that. I mean, I could understand if you were at a medical convention or, you know, something that had something to do with your mom's condition.
Well, that's what they were saying about this, is that after all this time, now you bring this up? Why now? You've been famous forever, and now you're using your mom, you know?
At a time event.
Well, yeah, but I mean, even like, but it's not even the event. It's like, now you're talking about your mom? Why didn't you talk about her before you were in crisis? You know?
Something wrong with that girl.
There's something wrong with that girl. Yeah. So, and then, I mean, I read all the comments because, you know, I was up at 2. And I was just scrolling. Man, they were attacking her.
Yeah. The people that were there, they were baffled by it, they said.
Yeah.
They just couldn't understand why she was doing this.
It was weird. And then her mom was sitting at the table, and so was her husband. And her mom, during the speech, her mom like kind of, I don't know, rolled her eyes and then leaned over and talked to, what's her husband's name?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, leaned over. And while she's in the middle of her talking about the mom is talking to Ryan and not even paying attention.
Wow.
You think mom knew that it was going to come up?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Because that would be really uncomfortable.
Well, she might have gave her a heads up, and then her mom was like, really?
She's like,
you're gonna
mom,
use it?
I know that you were assaulted by a coworker. Oh, my God, so was I on set. So I'm going to bring it up.
And it's going to make people relate to me more.
Yeah, exactly. Megyn Kelly was one of the people that were on the list, and she is livid. She said she shouldn't be here. That's what she told Daily Mail. She shouldn't be here at all. She said, let's hear, it's a ridiculous joke. She shouldn't be here. I think Blake has launched a fake Me Too allegation against Justin, and she's lived to regret it now because virtually every allegation she has made has fallen apart. So for her to be honored for doing that, to try to ruin a man over absolutely nothing, is a scandal. Wow.
She clearly does not believe Blake's story against this guy, this Justin guy.
Yeah.
She thinks that she is just railroading this dude, ruining his career.
Crazy. Shannon Sharpe, it just gets uglier and uglier, friends. Listen to this. NFL Hall of Famer Shannon Sharpe was accused of misconduct with a coworker years ago.
Here in Denver.
Really? Was it here?
Yeah.
Oh. It was a reporter. Yep.
Yeah, no! Reporter here in Denver. CBS.
Really?
I don't know if she worked for four, though. I don't know. I've been looking this morning. I can't find the connection. I think she might have been just CBS Sports that was in town. But there are, I'm looking at a picture right now of them two in the Bronco locker room.
I was trying to scour and find exactly what you were trying to find. I couldn't find anything.
Shannon Sharpe, allegedly choked a female production assistant when he hosted the FS1's Undisputed. The outlet claimed that they spoke with two sources with knowledge of the incident, one of with whom Sharp reached an undisclosed settlement with an unnamed accuser.
Shannon's done.
Sharp denied the allegations in a statement. Meanwhile, The Sun reports that a woman named Michelle Bundy Evans claimed she was assaulted by the former NFL star in 2010.
She put a lawsuit together against him for $10 million. He went back to her and said, hey, I will ruin you. I will ruin you.
Who?
To the woman.
Michelle Evans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He went back to her and said that I will ruin you. Get away from me. Leave me alone. Drop the lawsuit. And she did. Scared her to death. Mm-hmm. And that's what she's claiming this morning. And it happened here in Denver. And get this. I don't think she's the last. Somebody else is going to come forward, too. There's going to be like three or four.
Who did he reach an undisclosed settlement with?
I'm not really sure.
That's got to be another woman, yeah.
Okay, because it says that Evans placed a restraining order against him following the 2010 incident. However, she later dropped it out of fear for herself and her child. But there was an undisclosed settlement with an unnamed accuser.
Yeah, I don't know. This lady came out. We know her name. She worked for CBS. She claims that he was threatened her, basically, that he'd ruined her career. And therefore, she didn't go any further with it.
Shannon Sharp announced he's taking a break from ESPN duties as he's facing this $50 million lawsuit. I don't know if he's taking a break or they're taking a break from him.
It's Disney.
Yeah.
They're not going to put up with this.
Yeah. So he is done.
He's basically been fired.
He is done.
He's done. He's done. Because this isn't the last. I mean, if this goes back to 2010 when he was a Bronco, you got to figure that it's not just two women. There's a lot more coming forward.
The Tennessee Titans chose Cam Ward, the former University of Miami, with the first overall pick. Shador didn't go anywhere so far. What if he becomes like a rookie free agent? Wouldn't that be crazy?
That'd be wild.
Yeah.
Not drafted.
Nobody drafts him.
Wow.
He'll get drafted. He'll get drafted today.
But it was just weird that he didn't. You know, it was so far. And he, Shmadil said he blamed God.
He did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
He said it was not in God's plan.
Right, well, let's listen first.
That's blaming God.
No, it's not.
All right, listen first. Now, let's see what he says. Okay.
We all didn't expect this, of course, but I feel like with God, everything possible. I don't feel like this happened, you know, for no reason. All this is, of course, fuel to the fire. And under no circumstance, we all know this shouldn't happen. But we understand we're on the bigger and better things. Tomorrow's the day. We're going to be happy regardless. Legendary.
Very nice.
How does he blame God?
I hear I'm good enough to go in the first round, but I'm not going in the first round because that is not God's plan for me.
Right,
so he's blaming God.
That's not blaming God.
No, not
blaming. How is that not blaming God?
When God has a plan for you, you're not blaming him.
No.
That's his plan.
He believes he should go in the first round.
No, he doesn't say that. He says that God has a plan for him, and that whatever that plan is, he will abide by it.
He says, we all know that this shouldn't happen, but God is making me not go in the first round.
He did not say that at all. That's not what he said.
That's all I hear.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, anyway. Go to church Sunday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Maybe you'll understand.
Yeah. But just go to church for one day. One day and see if you can clear it all up.
When somebody says God has a plan, we're not blaming God.
No.
It
will all work out. Yeah. And let me tell you something. When it comes down to this NFL draft, nobody's going to remember this crap. I mean, take a look at all the players that were drafted in the second, third, fourth round that turned out to be unbelievable players.
Exactly.
Shador will be fine. We won't remember all this.
Somebody said that Shannon Sharp retired in 2003. He wasn't playing in 2010.
I don't know. This goes back to 2010, it says.
I think that's when he was on a TV show. I don't think he was playing.
Okay. Well, there's pictures of her in the locker room with him, so they obviously knew each other before that, I guess. I don't know.
Or you could just be wrong.
No, I'm looking at the picture.
No, I mean, but you could just be like, oh, yeah, I guess he didn't play in 2010.
Well, I guess he didn't play in 2010, but I am saying that there are pictures of him and this woman that's accusing him in the locker room that she covered the Broncos.
Because I guess he did, whatever that TV show is, I don't know what it's called, FS something, FS1s. Have you guys ever heard of that one?
Yeah, that was his show with
Fox Sports.
Yeah, that guy that's angry all the time, the other dude.
Yeah, so he wasn't playing in 2010.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Travis Hunter, though, went number two. He's from, obviously, Colorado. And, he went to Jackson Jaguars. I guess that's not Jacksonville Jaguars. That's not too bad. I'm afraid that Shador is going to go to Cleveland.
Well, they could use it.
That could be a possibility.
Yeah.
It would be sad.
I don't know. I think there's worse places.
Than Cleveland?
Green Bay.
Well, I don't know. I feel like Cleveland's pretty bad, too, though. At least Green Bay has some water. Cleveland's like, I know that, you know, Drew Carey used to say Cleveland rocks, but he was wrong. He was really, really wrong. All right, and then Justin Bieber is breaking his silence, and he's doing some weird God stuff. He wrote, "They treat me like ass out here, but I remember that I am flawed and God forgave me. It keeps me to stop feeling better than those who are mean and hurtful, because when I'm really honest, I can be mean and hurtful too." And it says, "My instinct is to be like, damn, I wouldn't gossip and spread lies about someone on the internet, but there's other blank I'm not proud of." And he just goes on and on. He doesn't even really make any sense. And they were trying to figure out what he meant on TMZ, and they don't know what he meant either.
Yeah, I was trying to decipher, is he trying to apologize and say that, you know what, I'm going to be better than other people that are spreading all these comments, or was he, like, attacking them? It's really weird.
They thought that he wasn't going after fans, that he was going after his inner circle that he dumped. You know, all those people close to him that he dumped. That's what their interpretation was, is that all his inner circle, he's just separated himself from and he's going after them.
That would make sense with Orion, with his Drew House brand and all that. They're falling out.
Because I guess the New York Post came out with an article a couple weeks ago, and it was all inside sources. His former inside circle was saying. So he read all that because they were saying he's having financial troubles. Justin Bieber. The New York Times said he's having financial troubles and that he's in this cult. And it was all inside sources, which was his inner circle that he just dumped after that. So
something's going on with him.
Something, yeah.
I don't know what it is.
For sure, for sure, for sure. All right, I'm done.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
There you go.
BJ and Jim. The Cleveland Browns have traded the second pick to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And with the second pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Travis Hunter, wide receiver, defensive back, Colorado.
So proud of that boy. That boy, I'm so proud of him, Jamie. Look where he's come. Did you see his dad who's on house arrest?
No. Was he just so happy?
Dad
was he
looked
crying?
Good. Yeah, I thought dad would have a little bit more of a reaction.
Yeah.
I think I had a better reaction than his dad did. Oh. I mean, his dad was happy, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't the celebration that I was expecting, you know. I mean, you've been on house arrest for months.
Yeah.
I mean, it's his first time out of the pad. Time to have a party.
Well,
you know what I mean?
You're in Green Bay.
You are in Green Bay. Yeah. A lot of the players were bitching about Green Bay.
I bet they were.
And I mentioned this yesterday. That's a terrible place to put the draft. I'm sorry.
But on the other hand, if it would have been in Vegas, he probably wouldn't have been able to go. The judge probably would not have let him go.
There's too many distractions right there.
That's interesting. Because I wonder if you don't know the story, Travis Hunter won the Heisman Trophy, best football player in America, okay, in college. And right here in Colorado, man, proud of this boy, proud of him. His dad has been on house arrest. He's on probation for 3 years. I don't know what it was, gun charges, something like that, okay? But the NFL, a judge, allowed him to go to the NFL draft. Now, he didn't get to go to the Heisman, but that was New York, but he got to go to Green Bay. And last year, the draft was in Vegas. And I'm with you. I think that if it had been Vegas this year, too many temptations for dad.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah. Too much going on.
I feel like that was a very long story to say what I exactly said.
I was just trying to explain it. Just trying to explain it. That's all.
I'm like, oh, man, I need a sandwich during that one. Woo!
All right, it's all yours.
It's fine. It's just, you know, like I said, I just said it in a little petite way, right? Like I just said, like.
But it needed explanation. Oh, okay. But a lot of people don't realize that this guy is on probation for 3 years. He's in deep. Forget it. Just forget it.
But
we'll
I agree with you.
14 songs in a row today.
I agree with you. I think that probably if it would have been in Vegas, he probably wouldn't have got to go. Yeah. You're probably right.
Any city.
Except for Green Bay.
Yeah. Green Bay blows. A lot of the players were complaining about it yesterday. They had, I guess the kid that was picked number one overall.
Cam
big star.
Something?
Yeah. Cam Ward, right? He was saying, he was using the F word. He's like, get me the F out of here. There is an F to do here. I hate this place. It's raining. The weather sucks. There's nowhere to go. I just want to get picked to go home.
You know what I feel like? I'm a follower because I'm like, yeah, Green Bay. I've never actually been there.
Neither have I.
But I keep saying it's horrible, but I've never been there.
I've been there.
You have? Is it horrible?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Good. Yes. Good. Because I was like, I'm following everybody, but I really don't know.
Worst cities I've ever been to. Cincinnati's one. Cincinnati's a really bad city. I think New Orleans is bad.
I do too.
New Orleans is a nasty town.
A lot of people
are
just fascinated by
it. Well, I told you, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt bought a house there. Yeah. They loved it.
I think a lot of people that really like to get drunk love it because, I mean, the bars down there are crazy and they're pretty cool. But it's a really nasty city if you think about it. And then Green Bay. Green Bay's pretty nasty too.
I haven't been there either.
It's not exactly paradise. It's no Vegas.
No Vegas.
No Vegas.
Well, there's nothing like
Vegas. It's not even Black Hawk.
You know, it's funny because once I go to Black Hawk, I never leave the Monarch. I wish I was one of those people that walk around, but I just get stuck there in a chair.
I thought you won your money at a different place this time.
No, Monarch.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was one of the smaller places.
No, I never
leave.
I told
somebody that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I thought that, I was wrong, I guess, but I thought it was one of the smaller, because they were bragging about how they go up there and they love to play the smaller places.
See, I wish I was like that. I never leave.
And I said, you know, Jamie was just up there and I think she was at one of the smaller places and hit for a pretty good little chunk of change up there.
No, I was
but
at
you
Monarch.
Were at the Monarch the whole time.
But that's because you love Vegas and Monarch kind of.
Feels Vegas.
It does.
Yeah, it feels bigger. You know, Vegas.
Plus she doesn't want to walk.
And then there's that. Well, the Monarch's kind of far from everything.
It is.
Yeah.
And not only that, a little bit of an incline when you walk there, too.
Chair's just so comfy.
I've gotten a little winded up there before. Just going from one to the other. Yeah, it's like, okay, I need to sit down. This is a little too much.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, the Broncos yesterday, they made this choice in the NFL draft. Hello.
With the 20th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Denver Broncos select Jahdae Barron, DB, Texas.
I guess Jahdae is pretty darn good. That's what I'm hearing. I don't know anything about the kid.
Yeah, I don't
either.
They
say he's pretty good.
I thought at first when I saw it, I thought he was from Tennessee. Because isn't he wearing orange?
Yeah,
but it's bird orange.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Texas. He's a Texas boy. But I guess Spadil's been reading up on it. He says he's really, really good.
Yeah, he is. He's really good. He won something last year called the Jim Thorpe Award, which is given to the best defensive back in college football.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, after Shadur is drafted, which we hope he is today, do you think he'll be on the bench or do you think he'll play? Because he's going to be like fourth string quarterback.
Just depends. Depends on who picks him.
Yeah.
I would say that somebody's going to pick him that at this point, he's probably going to be on the bench.
Yeah. He's going to have a mentor.
And do we think that Hunter's going to play?
Absolutely.
Right away?
Yeah.
Right away?
Yeah.
Could play both ways.
Jacksonville said that's why he was so excited that he's going there, because they're fully supporting him playing both sides.
He's going to play. Wow. He's going to play. I'd say Shadur, because the teams that needed a quarterback to start have already passed on him.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So, therefore, what's left is probably backing up somebody else.
I feel bad for him. Yeah. I do. I know that we all say he's cocky and stuff, but he, like, they say that he's a good kid. Like, he doesn't get in trouble, and, you know, he works really hard, and he's not a drinker or smoker or anything, and he's an athlete, and I think he needs a hug.
I'm with you. It doesn't bother me that he's pompous.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me that he's got the gold necklace or the whatever it is he's wearing with the diamonds, the car he drives, the money he's got in the bank. I don't care. I mean, the kid, he's still a 21-year-old kid that wants to play football. That's all he wants to do is play football, right?
And he's kept his nose clean.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. Well, we think. We hope.
I think he has. I think
you never see him out partying or anything like that. Crazy.
Yeah. No,
we
think. I know. So, I mean, I feel like he needs a hug.
I wonder what made his stock go down. I read something this morning. I don't know if this is true or not. They said when he went to the NFL Combine, just, I don't know, a month ago or so, that he refused to throw the football.
Oh, really?
He refused to throw the football at in front of the scouts.
Yeah,
the
he only threw it at Colorado's pro day. Yeah. He wouldn't do it at the actual combine thing.
He wouldn't do it there.
No.
And he refused to play in the Senior Bowl.
Right.
Because he didn't want to get hurt where you could show off your arm and, you know, your skills.
Yeah, the only thing he did was kind of weird.
Do you think that maybe his stock fell because teams realized that they had to deal with Deion?
Like they're a package?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
Like one guy, like...
Like a pageant mom?
Yeah, exactly. Like one of those hardcore, like
I don't know.
Like my dad.
That's why a lot of people thought
hockey.
He would go to the Steelers, because they have like Mike Tomlin, and he's such a established coach that Deion Sanders wouldn't be able to just come in and like bully him around.
What were you saying?
I was just saying, like, my dad, my mom actually told my dad he could no longer go to hockey games.
Really?
Because he was that dad. He was so passionate, and he'd be like, you know, talking to the coach after the game or talking to the other parents and getting in, like, borderline fights.
Yeah.
Coaches hate that.
Yeah,
exactly.
For sure.
Yeah,
a parent can certainly influence that. I don't know if Deion did. I have no idea. Yeah. From what I understand, the NFL loves Deion Sanders, okay? So I don't know if that's the case or not, but...
But you know he'd get his
happen.
Nose in there and he'd be like,
could happen.
You made the wrong play.
He'd be having conference calls with the head coach.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
Everybody's scratching their heads this morning
this
over this
bizarre.
Deion Sanders kid. Shador, everybody expected him to be top three pick.
Yeah,
he didn't
shocked.
Even make the top 32.
It's crazy.
And they don't even know if he's going to get picked today.
That's why I think he needs a hug.
I feel bad for him. Come on. Somebody pick him.
So,
please.
This reminds me of when I was in grade school and nobody picked me for wiffle ball.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to be that kid too, Jamie.
Up against the fence.
Yeah, you'd have, you know, Billy and Larry picking teams, and I was always that last kid standing
too.
There. And they would all go, well, you take him.
I wouldn't even get picked.
It's gonna be,
I wouldn't even get picked. They just told me to go over there.
And the other guy, that's what they would tell me.
Yeah.
And the other person would say, well, it's not fair because you've got one more player. Nah, it's fair.
It's
trust
just,
me,
it's
okay.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Just great. So yesterday, I go pick up Frog at school, right? Catholic school.
Yeah.
We all know, right? And because of you, Jamie, I blame this on you. I really do.
Okay.
You know what he says to me first thing when we get to the car?
You have a tiny wiener?
Close. Very close.
Did
very
you
close.
Imagine?
Very close. Very close.
Okay, because that's all I got.
No. Hey, Dad. Boobies.
Oh, yeah.
I go, what?
Booby.
He's seven.
Boobies.
He's seven.
Yep.
Boobies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, the commercial. The commercial.
It says boobies.
It's all because of you, Jamie.
Well, you know what's funny? Actually, the television commercial, which is Xfinity television commercial, I say it with them on the television commercial.
So it's not just me.
No, it's not just you. Yeah. It's
good.
How it's written. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So
if you don't know what we're talking about, I do a commercial for Xfinity, and I'm saying booming, M-M. In fact, I got it right here.
Okay.
Streaming, booming. Gaming, booming.
Boobies.
Video calls?
Booming.
I'm not saying boobies. I'm not saying boobies.
I think it's just the way it's written because on the TV commercial, I yell it out with them. And so,
you know, if you're Xfinity, you can't pay for that kind of advertising,
you really
can
can't.
You? I mean, it really does help you.
It does. Add booby to anything. Everybody wants to buy it.
Hey, I got a trivia question for you here, okay? And again, these type of studies come out all the time, so who knows who's right and who's wrong. But according to scientists, if you smoke and or drink. You can do one or of the or the other, or you could do both. At what age do you start going shoo, downhill?
I saw this, so I can't answer. I saw the number. Right. Yeah.
But Dale, do you have any idea what age you start going downhill?
Well, just based on how I feel right now, I'm going to guess like mid-30s.
All right, good good guess. Uh-huh. Carson?
I'm going to go 45.
36.
Okay. Oh, 36.
You're both at it right now, so cut back.
That's when you start to feel it, when you go, wow, I can't party like this anymore.
I felt like that, and I was a part of all this too, you know, the drinking and whatever. I feel like that it was a little bit later for me. I don't know. Maybe it was earlier and I just didn't realize it. I don't think you realize, do you?
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, all of a sudden you're just like, wow, I feel like crap. I don't want to feel like this anymore.
Yeah, they say 36, that you start going the opposite direction fast.
How old are you, Schmidel?
35.
And Carson's 40.
Yeah,
40. Yeah, Carson, you're a
hill. I don't know. I feel like I'd still party like I'm 21.
Well,
there's some days.
I don't know, buddy. You didn't look so good yesterday.
I know.
You certainly didn't look 21.
I was going to say, yesterday you had the shakes, so I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, you went to an abs game the night before. You got 3 hours sleep, and you trembled all morning. Usually that's a sign.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not one that, maybe you were cold. Right. I don't know. I mean, we had the air on in here, could be.
Who knows?
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Coming up next, Tabloid Trash.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, there's a dead wolf.
A dead wolf? Yeah, they're investigating.
Yeah. He died Sunday at Rocky Mountain National Park. They don't know why. Crazy. Hmm. Did you know this, as long as we're on Wildlife Talk?
What?
Well, this isn't really... Well, I don't know. Anyway, did you know if a sheep is on its back, it can't flip back over?
What? Yeah, I knew that. He'll just back.
They suffocate.
Yeah, I know.
They suffocate. If they're on their back, if you ever see a sheep on its back, go flip it back over. It's called cast. It's called cast. I don't know why it's called cast, but they're laying in the cast position, whatever.
Jamie, I've never heard of this.
Yeah, it's a true story.
She's right. Yeah.
A That's sheep.
Why?
Uh-huh. On his back. Yeah. He suffocates.
It's even called a cast sheep. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, you know sheep, do you? Barnyard boy.
Yep, they can't flip back over. It's referred to as a cast sheep.
So is cow tipping a real thing?
I don't know.
I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
You can knock them over.
Yeah.
Not going to do anything.
They sleep standing up, kind of. Yeah.
Kind of. What is that?
Well, sometimes they you know, they get down on the ground, but sometimes they sleep standing up. You push them over.
Anyway, I was just going to stick with sheep. It's
fine. I've always heard of cow tipping. Let's go to cow tipping.
Yeah.
But I've never done it. I didn't know if it's an actual thing.
Yeah.
Or if it's just a saying. I don't know.
What are you, Farmer Brown over here?
Yeah, what the hell? You and Carson both. It's like, you can do it. Have you ever done it?
I've never done it, but okay. I know people who have done it.
Yeah, I do know people
who have
done it.
You know people that have done it.
Okay, all right.
Really, both of you.
I want names.
You guys
I want
have
names.
Never been near a cow in your life.
We're from Colorado.
Get out
what
of
do you mean?
Yeah,
Collins is 20 miles away.
You live on Evans. They don't have cows.
It's like a 30-minute drive.
Get the heck out of here.
I know. All of a sudden, they're acting like they go to Bud's Bar.
No.
I grew up in the country, and I have no idea if cow tipping is true.
My buddy Reed, he's from Montana. Yeah. I played junior hockey with him in Spokane. He did cow tip a lot.
Yeah, my friend Reed did it too.
Well, I don't know anybody that did it.
I'm friends with Reed too.
I don't know anybody did it, and I lost my virginity on a combine, so I smoke all of you. Really.
She wins.
So there, I had the farm equipment to prove it. Allis Chambers or whatever it's called. Anyway, So that's a real thing. So if you see a sheep on its back, do whatever you want, but try to flip it over or else it will die. Everybody's like, yeah, they can't turn themselves over. And somebody else said cow tipping is not real. I don't know.
I've never known anybody to do it.
I've never known anybody.
I've never known anybody.
Well, they have some reeds that do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have a reed.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Reed's cool, man.
All right. Blake Lively is in the news, and people are just over her. Man, she's getting so much pushback. She was nominated as one of the 100 most influential people by Time magazine. It's called Time 100. And she went there, and she made this big speech about her mom how her mom was assaulted by a coworker. And she told this whole long, I mean, really long story about her mom being assaulted. And it was weird because everybody's like, Blake, you've been famous for 800 years. Why are you just now telling us this story about your mom?
To be a victim.
Exactly right.
That's it.
Exactly
That's
right.
That's the bottom line. She wants to use that to be a victim in front of all these women.
It was bizarre.
She's hoping they'll all fall on her side in this whole lawsuit thing. You see it from her side now.
Yeah. And people are not digging it. I read all the comments about it. I mean, people, it's funny because I, too, was a big fan of them. I loved Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. I loved their marriage and everything. But now I can't stand them. And I'm just like, you know, coattails person. But she just seemed so pompous last night at this thing. And just telling this long story. And even her mom, during her telling this really long-ass story, leaned over to what's his name, and her husband, and just started talking to him. She was even bored with it.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And then Megyn Kelly went nuts about it. Megyn Kelly was part of the Top 100. And she said to the Daily Mail, quote, "She shouldn't be here."
It's kind of a strong statement, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if she should be a top 100. I think it'd be hard to come up with 100 influential people. If you had to sit down and make a list.
Yeah.
Male or female. It doesn't matter.
She said, I think that Blake, this is Megyn Kelly. I think Blake has launched a fake Me Too allegation against Justin, and she's lived to regret it because virtually every single allegation she's made has fallen apart. So for her to be honored for doing that, to try to ruin a man over absolutely nothing, is a scandal. Okay, Megyn Kelly.
Seems to be a lot going on here with this whole lawsuit, the $400 million, that a lot of smoke and no fire.
Yeah, we're all just waiting for the fire.
Yeah, it's like, where's the proof that this guy really, really did go over the line that's worth $400 million?
Exactly.
Because I haven't seen it yet.
And then you guys, so they're on the red carpet. This is the most disturbing part. They're on the red carpet, her and Ryan Reynolds. And she is like all over him. It is so uncomfortable. She's like overdoing it. And people are talking about how she's overacting, like, oh my God, Ryan, oh my God. And she's like holding on to him. And like, and he is like looking at her like, what are you doing?
He's even uncomfortable. Like, yeah. You've never done this.
You've never acted like this. We have like 8 kids together and we've been married for a long time and you're just going over the top. It's like she's terrified he's going to leave her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and he's like, what are you doing? And she's like a dingleberry on him. Ugh, it's really bad. Anyway, that's just what I saw. Brandi Glanville.
You don't like her, do you?
I don't like her. I don't like her at all. Because I think she's full
I just want to get that out there.
I think she's full of crap with this
guy. I don't
guy.
Like her either. Okay, I'm with you.
Everything I've seen.
So I don't like her.
She did try to ruin this guy's career.
I agree.
And he didn't sexually assault her or do anything to her.
No, he just stood up for himself. And all the past interviews that are coming out about her, like, strong-arming other producers and directors.
We've seen no proof that he did anything wrong, okay? If you've got proof, lay it out there for us.
And she's the one that didn't go to the intimate coordinator. So when you're on a movie set and you have a sex scene, they bring this like intimacy or whatever they call it coordinator who goes over, makes sure everybody's comfortable with it. And like, here's how you move this arm and do this thing. And
yeah, I just hired one. He's supposed to be at the house this weekend.
That's a sex therapist.
Sorry. Hey, Beach, put your arm over here.
Yeah.
Hey, you see that right leg? You got to move that, man. You got to move it.
And so she didn't even go to it. She said that she didn't need to see that person.
Hmm.
So that's on her.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know? So whatever.
I don't like her.
I don't like her either. But I like Ryan still.
I do too.
I like him. I like Ryan. Ryan seems like a nice guy.
And I like this Justin Baldoni, Donny Bodie.
Me too. Except for he's like
Balboni.
Yeah, Justin Baldoni. Boney Donny.
Bodie Donny. I like Justin Bodie Donny.
Now you've screwed this name up for me for the rest of my life. Boney Donny.
Oh, Bodie Donny. Yeah, Justin.
Anyway, but he's like Lady Gaga. Sometimes he's very hot and sometimes he's really not.
Who, Boney Donny?
Boney Donny. Yeah. I'm not kidding. Sometimes you're like, damn, he's a looker. And then sometimes you're like, oof, that's a bad day.
Really?
Yeah. Just like, you know how Lady Gaga is.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we look at Lady Gaga, we're like, damn.
Yeah.
You guys get it. All right. Brandi Glanville. She was rushed to a hospital. Have you seen what's going on with Brandi Glanville?
No.
Thank you for answering, because nobody else.
No,
I have not. Yeah.
I knew that she had some type of. I've seen her picture. She doesn't look good. I know that.
Yeah, the picture is crazy. She has like facial parasites, right?
Yep. Yeah. She sure does.
Way to come in there, Spadil.
Yeah.
He read the article too.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell.
Because he has no idea who she really is.
He doesn't know.
I know.
She's a Real Housewife, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's standing by it.
Oh my goodness.
What do we do with
it? I don't know. I don't know. Yes, that's who she is.
Yeah. Anyway, she was rushed to the hospital. She said she couldn't move her head or neck for hours, and she was like paralyzed from the boobs up.
I wonder why. What's going on with her?
They can't figure it out. They really haven't even said it's parasites. They're guessing it's parasites, but they can't figure out what's wrong.
Why does she look so bad? It can't be just that. Because, I mean, she looks awful.
She does look awful. I don't know what's taking
her. Has she got some other disease or something?
They literally cannot figure. She's gone to every specialist on the planet.
Wasn't she a really nice-looking lady at one time?
She was beautiful, yeah.
And now she just looks hard. She's aged 25 years.
Well, and she had too much plastic surgery done, too.
It's collapsing on her.
I feel like it might be.
Oh. I think you're right. That's what it's starting to look like.
Yeah.
If that could be a part of the paralysis too, right?
Yeah. I mean,
they hit a nerve.
Something happened.
Oof. I don't know either.
I feel bad for her. Well, she's kind of a bitch, so I don't. I do.
You like her or you don't like her?
I don't like her, but nobody deserves this.
You're
right.
Okay. Yeah, nobody deserves that.
So let me say that I do feel bad for her face.
Okay. Yeah, it's not a good face.
No, I mean, it's sad, you know, because, I mean, she was beautiful, and that's just,
yeah,
even if
she's
a bitch, nobody deserves that. That's awful. That's absolutely awful. All right, somebody made a bomb threat at Morgan Wallen's bar. I don't know.
That's a weird story.
Shannon Sharp, I guess you guys here in Denver, BJ was telling me it was here in Denver. I didn't even know that. He was accused in the past of doing bad things to some girl.
Yeah,
here.
Back when he was playing, he met this girl in the locker room. She covered it for CBS. I don't know if it was Local 4. It probably had to be. I don't think CBS Network would have somebody here. They probably went through Channel 4. She worked for them. She met him through the locker room, him playing football. They soon got together, and then things went south.
He allegedly choked a female production assistant. Also, when he hosted FS1's Undisputed, the outlet claimed that they spoke with two sources with knowledge of the incident. One of them alleged Sharp reached an undisclosed settlement with that person. So he is done.
Now, the scene here in Denver with that lady, she filed a lawsuit later on in 2010. He then came back and said, "I will ruin you. Get away from me." And it scared her, and she went away.
Yeah, she dropped. She had a restraining order against him, and she dropped it because she was so scared for her and her child. That's what it said.
This guy's done, man.
He is done.
He may come back in about 10 years. I don't know, but for right now, nobody's going to touch Shannon Sharp.
Well, what they were talking about is, what is this guy doing? Like, he's 54 years old when he met her. She was 19. He's 54, and they said it was just a relationship based on sex only. That they never went out to dinner. They never went anywhere. It was just,
what's wrong with that?
Listen, we've all been in those relationships.
I mean, you don't have to buy dinner.
Right?
I mean, who knows? I mean, she might eat a lot.
No, you just
cost you a ton.
Got to get a free hotel at the Monarch. That's all you got to do.
No, a girl like that, you don't go to Monarch.
Okay.
No, you're down at Charlie J's. Charlie J's Casino down there. Get a back room.
Dolly's or whatever it's called.
Yeah, get one of those rooms they used to use for poker.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, 54, she's 19. She's just out of high school.
Yeah, no.
What does a 54-year-old man see in a high school student?
A lot.
Ew.
He did. He saw a lot.
Yeah.
I'm speaking for him.
I know.
Not me.
Did you see all the things they were into?
Yeah.
Wow. I'll just put this over here.
I mean, he was 54. He had plenty of time to get into those things. She's only 19.
I know.
Where'd she get that experience?
God, I never even heard of any of that stuff at 19.
I mean, after a period of time, you know, some of that stuff might grow on you.
You roll into it, yeah.
You roll into it, right, Jamie?
Yeah, like 23,
but you start
maybe.
Off with the basics, man. It's like, you know, 101 when you get to college.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to warm your feet up. But not her, man. At 19, woo!
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, at 19, I hadn't heard of any of that stuff.
Either. Yeah,
yeah.
Me either.
Yeah, so good for her, I guess.
At 19, I hadn't even had a date.
Spadell either.
Me and you, Spadell. I mean, you never had a date. Yeah.
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 God,
it's okay to admit it now. It's 20 years ago, dude.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's all good. Nobody's going to judge you.
VJ's comfortable with it.
I'm comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Nobody judges you. I think. I hope.
It makes you non-yucky.
Yeah. I mean, I certainly was not a Shannon Sharp.
Well, I don't know. Lisa's pretty young.
Yeah, but some of those things, they're doing.
Oh, you mean like that? Yeah.
Remember, I got that guy coming over this weekend. Show me where to put my arm.
And then if you haven't heard, oh, poor Shador. I feel bad for him. They're roasting him on Twitter right now.
Yeah, I feel bad for him, too. It's not fair.
You guys were right. He did actually, in his house in Texas or wherever he was, he made a room, a legendary room, because that's his brand. He made this legendary draft room, and it was all about the draft. And he had all his jewels laid out, and it says legendary everywhere. And they said, that is a moment. I mean, people are roasting him like, you know what? That's karma. Like, you did that to yourself. And
they were roasting him on his live stream, too, like, because he was streaming while he was there watching the draft. And they're just like, why aren't you drafted yet? Why aren't you drafted yet? Yeah,
God.
It was not good.
That's so sad.
There were a couple of those picks, too, that when it came to those teams, you just knew they were going to take Shador. You knew they were. You know, I mean, they were on the clock just waiting. You could tell the Dion, and they were just Then they chose some Yahoo out of Boise State.
I mean, it's just so weird to like sit there in your legendary room and there's one after another. Like, you gotta be going like, I gotta be next, right?
He was freaking out.
Oh God.
And especially with all the comments, because you know his boys were like looking at the computer like, this is getting
like
bad.
We should turn off comments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a bad day. But BJ is confident that he's going today.
He'll go today.
He's going today.
He's
going
to go today.
I follow Columbus because his sister is my friend. Anyway, so I follow him, and he is furious that we picked a corner.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't understand what he was saying.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah,
so,
I don't either.
So it's
he's
hard
like,
for me to
are you kidding? A corner? Why did we get a corner? And blah, blah, blah.
I feel like we do have a pretty good defense already.
I don't. And he just said something about four. We could add four more picks for.
I think the Broncos wanted that running back out of BYU or wherever he's at.
Yeah, Ashton GT.
Boise.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They wanted that guy, but
the Raiders
got
him.
He got picked before us to the Raiders, so we lost that one. So this was, I think, kind of a backup.
And then the other guy that they were looking at, the running back, his name was Omarion Hampton. The Chargers got him, so now the Broncos have to play both of those guys two times a year.
Oh.
Yeah.
We got a corner.
Yeah.
We got a corner.
We got a corner.
He did win the best corner in college football last year, though.
But he's still a corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could do better than a corner,
we should have drafted
think.
Like a kicker or something.
We don't need no kicker.
We don't need a kicker.
A corner. Man, that's corner. That kind of stinks as a position.
It does.
Where are you? Corner.
Corner.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
That's a good report.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was really solid.
DJ and Jamie.
What a great song.
I like this song a lot.
Me too. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie morning show here on this Friday. It is wet. It's going to be wet today. And the weekend, beautiful, beautiful.
Beautiful.
So that's the good news this morning. Let's see here. What else was I going to mention? Oh, facial aesthetics yesterday.
Oh, thank you to everybody who came out. It was
party,
so fun.
You said it was so absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Just perfect.
And
right?
By the way, and just a PSA, there was one girl there that needed nothing done. I mean, her face was just perfection. And we're all trying to, like, we wanted to put her in a museum. She looked so great. And we're like, what was your secret? And you know what her secret is?
What?
Sunscreen. Her whole life, she's used sunscreen on her face.
Unbelievable.
It's too late for that, me.
That in itself is a reason to listen to this show.
Right there.
You just got the tip of your life.
No kidding, right?
All right, speaking of tip.
Tip.
Speaking of tipping. Tip,
so much to unravel here.
I'm not going to say anything.
Well, I am.
I might say a few things.
Why not say something?
But here's the thing. Well, I don't want to sound like I'm getting on to the guys, because I sound like I'm bullying them or something.
No, because here's the thing. One in particular was a know-it-all.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So when they're a know-it-all like that and they didn't know nothing.
I got you.
You know?
All right. Spadell, Carson, listen up.
Cow tipping is not real. It's impossible. And not only that, cows sleep laying down. So they're wide awake when they're standing up. And guess what? If somebody tries to push them over, they just move. Because they're awake. They're awake.
Okay.
Spadell said they sleep standing up, and they don't at all. Here, let me just read something. No, cow tipping, as in physically tipping over a cow, is not a real thing. It's an urban legend. While the idea might seem appealing, cows are too large and their center of gravity is too low for a single person or even a small group of people to easily tip them over. Here's why cow tipping is a myth. Cows are not stationary objects. They are alive and can move and shift their weight to resist being pushed over.
Move.
A 2005 study showed that tipping a cow would require a force of nearly 3,000 newtons and 670 lbfs, making it impossible for a single person to tip over a cow. And cows don't sleep standing up. They sleep lying down. If they can stand and are awake, then they can react to somebody pushing them. And it said it's just an urban... So
here's
you and all your friends are...
Here's the thing, okay? I was playing junior hockey with this kid, name Reed. He's from Montana. He told me that he went cow tipping all the time. So I took his word for it. I was like, oh, wow, I've never been cow tipping. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he went with his friends all the time in Montana. So that's all I was going on.
Well, your friend lied to you, and you were just gullible as hell.
Fidel, you said you grew up in Colorado. You're a Colorado kid, assuming that means that you're a very, farmer-type boy.
Yeah, outdoorsy.
And you were really adamant about this.
Yeah.
What do you got to say?
I told you, my friend Reed, that me and Carson both know, told me that we went do it all the time.
You don't know Reed.
Yeah, I do. Me and Reed are friends, man.
What? You have a different friend named Reed, right?
No, I'm friend with Carson's Reed.
This is dumb. You're just being dumb now. Are you saying that you have another friend named Reed or what?
No, I was joking around the whole time.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Oh wow.
That's what we're doing now. Okay. Oh my God. Did you not hear him say, like, no, they stand up and sleep too? And he was like adamant, man.
Yeah,
I'm from Colorado. I grew up in Colorado.
Dude,
you were
only
backing
20
it up
minutes
with
away.
The fact that you are a country boy, whatever. And now you want to change it because.
Oh, my God. That
never
is the
mind.
Ultimate.
Never
like,
mind. Never mind.
I don't
never
know why
mind.
It's so hard
well,
for people to be wrong.
A lot of people texted, and you said, you said yourself that cow tipping is real. Okay, you've been duped.
Exactly.
Jamie just proved it to you.
Yeah.
Forget about what happened here in the studio.
That was just dumb.
But for you people that text in, you're being a little, you're being taken right now. Somebody's telling you they're going cow tipping or you've heard about it all your life. It's not true. It doesn't exist.
We're really sorry
Jamie
about that.
Grew
Even
up,
a small group of people can't tip over a cow.
Jamie grew up in southern Illinois in the middle of nothing. Okay, nothing. They did have cows, though.
Yeah,
I grew up in a place called Baxter, Tennessee.
Nothing.
I mean, but we had those.
We had to drive 30 minutes to go to an A&W root beer.
I've never. Now, I know what snipe hunting is. I'm a country boy.
Have a McDonald's
I know anything. Snipe hunting. Jamie knows something about chasing ants.
No, it's called the piss ant drill.
I've never heard of the piss ant drill.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, it's where your mom slams on the brakes when you and all your friends are in the station wagon with the paneling on the side. And she slams on the brakes and you all have to get out and move along a little ant that's in front of the car because she doesn't want to run over it. Yeah.
In where I grew up, saying that you're going cow tipping was code.
for going out and drinking.
Going to a bar. Yeah. You would say, hey, I think I'll go do some cow tipping. You were tipping a few drinks is what you were doing. That's what we grew up with. Okay.
So anyway,
we settled that.
We did.
But there are a lot of people that texted this morning. I mean, you really did, saying that it's a real thing. It's not.
But you know what? Back then, they didn't have the internet. And so, like, when Carson heard about it and Schmidl heard about it, there was no internet to prove him wrong.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
I mean,
it's Friday.
Sorry about that.
Let's just go with that.
Sorry about that.
BJ and Jamie.
You know what I hate? I hate when fast food restaurants go under.
When is Del Taco going to open back up?
I'm not sure it's going to. I don't know.
I love that Del Taco.
Now it's Jack in the Box.
What?
200 locations.
No!
Fast food chain Jack in the Box has announced it will be closing roughly 10% of its locations, as well as exploring a sale of its Del Taco brand. The chain said it will be shuttering.
They own Del Taco.
Whoa!
No!
So they may never open ever again.
What? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't until I heard that.
As well as exploring a sale of its Del Taco brand. No. The chain said it will be shuttering between 150 and 200.
It says the sale of the brand.
Yeah.
So they might sell it to some other, you know, food group.
You think they'll stay the same?
I don't know.
Sale of its Del Taco brand. The chain said it will be shuttering between 150 and 200 of its underperforming restaurants, with up to 120 of those closures taking effect by the end of 2025. The chain currently has about 2,200 restaurants in the U.S.
Let me say this, Jack in the Box. That mascot you have, that's a creepy sucker, okay? That thing hasn't helped you at all.
He's a Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box is creepy. That looks like something from a Halloween movie. But I mean, it is. That is the ugliest mascot I've ever seen in my life.
He's a Jack in the Box.
It's awful. It's awful. They got to come up with something else besides a Jack in the Box for Jack in the Box. What are you thinking?
I mean, he's a Jack in the Box.
Okay, we'll change the name of the restaurant. Put something else in a box.
Bear in a box.
No, but that guy is creepy looking.
He's got a smile on his face. There's nothing wrong with him.
He's just creepy looking.
His name is Jack.
He's creepy looking. Jack. I get it. I'm just saying it just doesn't matter. The Jack in the Box is one of those restaurants I never go to. I mean, there's a handful. Yeah. Like, I never go to Carl's Jr. I don't know why. I just don't. I got nothing against it. I'd never go to, what's the other side of Carl's Jr. is the
Hardee's.
Yep.
I go to Hardee's when I go back east because we don't have them here. But I never go to Carl's Jr. I'd never go to Jack in the Box.
But you must say that Jack in the Box is iconic. I mean, that guy is iconic.
I used to go.
You can recognize exactly who that's for.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know who it's for. Yeah. I think he's creepy looking, though. Okay. Yeah, I do. But I used to go.
Did he scare you?
No, he doesn't scare me.
It's okay. Scooby-Doo scares me.
He doesn't want me. He doesn't make me hungry to eat a hamburger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just not inviting. But I never thought Ronald McDonald was that great either. But listen, when I was in Arizona, I went to Jack in the Box all the time.
Well, they were on every corner.
Every corner, yeah. Weren't they, Jamie?
Yeah.
And it was like it was McDonald's for Arizona. It really was. But since I've come here, and they're here in town, I've never gone to one.
Yeah, there's one out by Michelle, you know my friend Michelle. Yeah. But I always see it and think, I should go there sometime, but I don't go.
Yeah, there's one in Parker, but it's so far from my house. I'm like, I'm not going to.
I don't even know what they, I mean, it's just burgers and fries, right?
Yeah, they sell breakfast. It's kind of like McDonald's. They have a good sourdough burger.
Somebody said they have tacos.
Oh.
So maybe they're using the Del Taco stuff.
Yeah. Who knows?
I don't know. I never go. They're closing 200 locations across the country. That is eye-opening, though, because I didn't hear this audio. I didn't know they owned Del Taco.
Yeah, I didn't either. It seems like everything is closing. What's going on?
I know.
I mean, like even the family sit-down restaurants. All those places are closing, too.
I think so many of these companies just built out and kept building and building and building.
But they've been around for 800 years.
Yeah.
Something else is going on.
I don't know.
You think people are getting healthy? Maybe that's it?
I think the younger generation is definitely more health conscious than a lot of people.
My kid is only 18, right? And he does not eat any junk food.
He's a perfect example of it. Yeah.
Like, at all. I mean, he if he goes for fast food, that what he'll get is like a sandwich, you know, from like, what's that place you always go for your kid?
Jimmy John's. Yeah, I go to Jimmy John's.
Yeah, he'll do that. But he won't eat like fries.
Yeah.
He won't eat sugar.
There's even a lot of people that a lot of the people in the younger generation generation like your kid, they're just not drinking at
all. Yeah, they're
they
not
don't
drinking.
Even have any interest in drinking at all.
Well, in my neighborhood, we're keeping obesity cool because we're not healthy at all. No. Yeah, we have a bunch of fat people in my neighborhood, and we love it.
Yeah,
we love it. We don't change.
No,
none of this fad crap.
But it's not a fad. Like, they really care about their health.
Yeah,
we're fat, not fad.
But it's
fat,
I mean,
not fad.
Oh my God. Never mind.
We love it.
I got it.
Yeah,
got
the
it.
Jack in the Box. So I can't even. I don't even know where the closest one to me is. I have no idea.
Might want to Google that.
Yeah.
Go check it out.
That silly Jack in that box. It looks like they're going to shut down 200 locations.
BJ and Jamie.
Just like her.
I know.
Lady Gaga. Bad romance. Did you see this? Jeff Bezos, not to be outdone by Elon Musk. He's going to get into the car business, and he's going to make it affordable. He's going to make sure that you, even you, hey, Spadell, even you.
Even me?
You could have a brand new vehicle in your driveway for as little as, $13,000-$14,000.
That's
brand
a pretty
new.
Good deal.
Why
is that crazy?
Are these billionaires making such ugly-ass trucks?
I don't know.
All these cars are hideous.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's called Slate. And it says they're only going to make one model, right? That's what this says. One model in Indiana. And it's all made in the U.S. And it doesn't come with a radio. It doesn't come with a touchscreen. No screens at all. And it's just your basic model.
And it's got crank windows.
Yeah.
I thought it was like four or five different models.
Well, I'm seeing what you're seeing. But in this article here, here's what they said. They said, let's see here. It says vehicle factories tend to have high ceilings to make room for multiple stories, damping, blah, blah, blah. It says the factory that Slate has purchased for its manufacturing reportedly near Indiana, the vehicle is designed, engineered, and manufactured in the U.S. with the majority of our supply chain based in the U.S. Snyder says the simplification goes simpler still. Slate will make just one vehicle in just one trim, in just one color, with everything from bigger battery packs to SUV upgrade kits added on later.
So I'm seeing the truck, obviously, and then this article that I'm reading says fastback SUV and a squareback SUV.
It says this is from this guy Snyder.
Snyder
is the man.
He's a Snyder.
Yeah, he says because we only produce one vehicle in the factory with zero option, we've moved all of the complexity out of the factory. Snyder says.
All right, here's the deal. According to Jeff Bezos' company Slate, they have this vehicle that they say is going to be half the price of a Jeep Wrangler. For an example, if you buy a Jeep Wrangler, I think right now they're around $32,000. I think they're a little bit more than that, actually. But you can get one of these vehicles for $16,000. Brand new. Hot off the press. Now, granted, it doesn't come with certain items.
No, you know why it's called Slate?
Why?
Because they're calling it a blank slate that you can do add-ons to.
Oh,
so it says vinyl wraps, yep. And it says that's why we called it Slate, because it's a blank slate, and we want owners to personalize it in every aspect.
It's kind of like the Barbie car.
It kind of is.
Yeah, you buy that, you can put whatever you want to on the Barbie car. Yep. It's the same thing almost. Mm-hmm. But he's going to take this vehicle, and he says that right now that Americans are fed up. They're fed up with the cost of vehicles. I will tell you this. I've been looking for a vehicle. I want one of the Denali 350s, okay, GMC. That thing is $98,000.
Yikes.
I'm not paying $98,000 for a vehicle, for a pickup truck.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a nice truck. The back of it. But I mean, when you buy a truck, you want to be able to use it.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
It's gotten to the point of ridiculous. Even used, it's $80,000. And that's with 50,000 miles on it. It just isn't worth it. Yeah. Do you realize that's like a third of what I paid for my house? For a damn car.
I know.
Well, I'm it sorry about crazy. The language, yeah, folks. But for a darn car.
I know.
But that's Bezos says people are sick of that. And he wants to make it affordable. Now, are you going to give up some of the luxury? Absolutely. Are you going
to
give up?
You don't even have a radio.
Nothing.
You won't even be able to listen to us.
Whoa. I'm totally against this now. Yeah. No radio?
No,
nothing at all.
What the hell are you going to listen to in the vehicle?
I don't know. The wind, I guess. I don't know.
Earbuds in your phone.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, that's the only option.
But I think
you have,
earbuds
right?
are illegal, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know.
What?
Sneak around.
Oh, sneak around.
Bezos doesn't care about the law.
No, he does not care.
He doesn't care. Well, I mean, you know, and I feel like that Lauren Sanchez has talked him into this.
See, I think that he's bored.
You do?
I do. I think that, you know, there's only so many places you can go on your big, huge sailboat.
Okay.
And, that, you know, and he's seen her jug so often now, he wants new jugs, you know? Like, he's just bored.
Do you think he's sick of those?
Yeah, I think
oh,
so.
Oh, boy.
You know, I told you, Tommy Lee told me even Tommy Lee got sick of, boinking Pamela.
Yeah.
Never thought that could happen.
Me either.
Now, again, these are two different opinions, okay? Jamie says he's bored of boobs, okay?
Yep.
I think it's boobs that talked him into this. I think that boobs went to him. Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sanchez. Right. Lauren Sanchez.
Jugs.
She went to him and said, Elon's kicking your ass right now. He's got a car. You don't have a car. We need a car. And she kept on.
Well, he did the spaceship.
I think that's it. Mm-hmm. He did. He went out and copied his spaceship, and then he put a little humor in it by making it look like a penis. But, I mean, he followed Elon in that.
And now he's following him in the ugly truck category.
I think he is. I think it's just a matter of competition. And Lauren Sanchez is telling him that he's getting his butt kicked. Yeah. You got to get in that business too, buddy.
But don't you think if you're a billionaire, I mean, look, I'd love to try it, but don't you think you do get bored? You know, I mean, all they're doing is traveling and going to galas.
Yeah, I think that people like Elon and him, they do get bored. And they look for that opportunity that they can put their mark on society.
Yeah.
They want that. That means a lot to them. I mean, it's part of the ego, you know?
Right.
But they want to be the one that said, wow, I changed the world. Elon's done that. I don't know about Bezos yet.
He's getting there.
Yeah, he's getting there. You know,
he did actually change the world.
I mean, Amazon,
He did. But he's looking for something new because, like you say, he's bored.
Yeah.
He's bored. Like, got to find something new. So he's come out with this car company.
This
he's announced
truck, you
it
guys,
today.
We put it on Facebook. It's hideous.
Take a look at it.
It is so ugly. It is just a box with wheels.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I could see there being a market with somebody's first car.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a great first car. Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, that's really
no distractions. Like you don't have teens worried about what's on the touchscreen or anything.
They're gonna have earbuds
and their phone.
Yes, you're gonna have their phones.
I know, but I'm just
they're gonna be looking at that. It's not gonna stop a teenager.
Yeah, but it is. But it's an affordable. As far as maintenance.
Yeah,
electric.
And you can say I bought my kid a car.
Yeah, a new one.
Yeah, I bought my kid a new car for his 16th birthday. Now, granted, it was only 11 grand, has no radio, didn't even have windows.
It has windows, they're just cranked.
Yeah.
Oh, they are?
You got to work for it.
Oh, I thought Carson said no windows.
No, crank windows.
Yeah. Oh, so you do get, see, what a plus. Windows, windshield, it's got it
clean
all.
Clean slate. It's a clean slate.
BJ and Jamie.
Is that Lady Gaga again?
Is that Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga?
We play a lot of Lady Gaga.
That was Lady Gaga back to back.
Hey, I just was reading something. I don't know why, but Tesla's Cybertruck, they're going to redesign it and make it look like a normal pickup truck.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it says.
That's kind of not so good for the people that bought it, right?
Well, yeah.
Because it makes it look like you're driving one of their mistakes.
I know.
Right? When you go the other direction, it's like, we made a big mistake here. Sorry you guys bought it, but we're going to go the other direction.
I know.
That thing's hideous. All right?
Yeah.
By the way, look at this weather. I mean, it's overcast, a little bit cool. Well, a lot cool, in fact. Got rain in the area. This is ideal Bigfoot weather.
It really is.
I could just imagine you and me in a monkey suit.
Yep.
Up there in the mountains in Estes Park with the Bigfoot group today.
You know the Bigfoot is not the monkey.
I know, but it's the closest thing I could think of that to rent from Rinky Brothers. I don't know if he has a Bigfoot costume.
I guarantee you he does. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't even know what an ideal
Sasquatch.
Bigfoot looks like.
Sasquatch.
Or a Yeti.
Yeah.
They're all the same
thing. You can't show up at a Bigfoot gathering and be a Yeti.
Yeti, Sasquatch, and Bigfoot are all the same thing.
Who's the white one?
That's the Yeti, but he's his cousin.
I feel like he would stand out, the cousin. I think he belongs overseas somewhere.
I think he's Antarctica.
I do too. Yeah. I don't think
he fits in.
I think you're really, all the other Bigfoots are going to be talking about you if you show up in the white.
Maybe.
Yeah. If you're up there in the mountains.
What are you, the albino one?
Yeah. No, I feel like he's in the Himalayas. He's, you know,
I'm pretty
snow
sure it
guy.
Is the Himalayan Yeti, yeah.
Yeah, he's like a snow guy, right? Yeah. Yeah, so I don't think that works here. I think we have the dark color ones, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So they have a Bigfoot gathering. It's the Bigfoot Days up at Estes Park this weekend. We talked to the founder of the event yesterday or day before yesterday, and man, I'm getting FOMO. I'd kind of like to go to this next year.
Yeah, my friend Kelly, they're all on their way right now.
Oh, that's no. going to be a yeah. blast.
Yep,
you have a friend going? You're yeah. just like Spadil.
No, Kelly.
You actually have a friend.
Can you want me to show you the text? I actually have receipts.
You're not making this up.
No, I'm not making this up at all. She's going. Right
Kelly
now.
Is headed to Bigfoot
yes,
Days.
Yes, she is going.
I mean, this is a popular event that we just found out about.
How did it become so big?
Well, I mean,
we talk about this, and you wouldn't believe all the text we are getting about Bigfoot Days and the barbecue. The barbecue is off the what's it called? Off the chain?
It's already
off
sold
the hook.
Out.
Off the hook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? It says it's their mom's birthday.
By golly.
And they're celebrating a Bigfoot Day.
Yeah.
She's taking her mom for her birthday to Bigfoot Day.
Yeah, she is with the whole family. Yeah. Shout out to Kelly's mom.
We have
By the way, her
break.
Mom, her mom matches. It's so cute. Her pajamas and her little footies, they all match. It's adorable. I have a picture of her mom. Sorry.
Are you describing her outfit or an actual Bigfoot costume?
No.
No, that's what it sounds like. You're describing a costume.
No, she's dressed like that right now. It's not a costume. She's just anyway, nothing.
So her mom looks like Bigfoot. Is that what you're saying?
No,
Kelly's mother looks like Bigfoot.
No, I just thought it was adorable that her mom packed not only her pajamas, but matching little footies for him. I was like,
furry footies.
Yeah, to come to Colorado. I'm like, your mom is like coordinated, like color coordinated, all perfect, you know? You just don't see that a lot. That's
God,
all.
That's
like when
crazy.
I pack stuff to go back home, like it's a t-shirt and some shorts, yeah, not like a cute little sleeping outfit.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're not headed to Bigfoot Days
no,
either.
No, I'm not.
It's a little bit different world.
And by the way, the barbecue is sold out, so that's a shame. Yeah.
Hey, we just found out about this event 2 days ago.
Well, we and asked her how long it's been going on. She's like, years and years and years and
I'm
years.
I'm telling you, we have so many texts of people saying that you have no idea what you're missing going up there for the weekend. And if you don't have tickets to the barbecue, you're really missing out.
Yeah. And I told you off the air, you need to go to the YMCA cabins.
Yeah, I need to.
I mean, I know it's YMCA and you think like, eh. But no, they're really cute. They're really cute little YMCA cabins that
really?
You can rent.
Really? YMCA?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not even kidding.
Just like the group. YMCA.
Yeah, just like the group. Yep. Mm-hmm. They're
cabins. All right. Bigfoot Days, Estes Park, all weekend.
I think.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
We picked a corner, I guess.
We got a corner
as our draft pick for the Broncos.
You want to hear it?
Yep, sure.
Here's the way she went down last night. The NFL draft.
With the 20th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Denver Broncos select Jahdae Barron, DB, Texas.
Corner.
Yep, he's corner. Now listen to this story. This is crazy. If you might have heard for the CU Buffs, Shador Sanders is, what's his name, Sanders' son, right? He's a quarterback. Well, we thought he was going to go in top 10. Well, he didn't go at all. And now we're waiting. What number are they at? Like
33.
So he still hasn't been picked. Listen to what they're saying. The 22-year-old draft stock has reportedly plummeted this past week after multiple NFL insiders revealed he spent his team interviews aggressively insisting on playing the game Settlers of Catan. Or Catan. Catan?
Catan? Catan?
It's a game. They say that Sanders arrived at each NFL team meeting with a well-worn Settlers game box, a bag of custom gold-plated resource cards, and an unshakable belief that bartering brick for ore is the purest test of leadership. He said, "Do you want to see how I handle pressure? Watch me construct a network of roads, settlements, and cities with sheer brick and wood dominance."
That would show. That would show pressure.
Okay.
They said he was arrogant, inflexible during meetings. He said he'd laid out the board, this board game, I guess, or whatever, and informed executives, that they could all play because he got the expansion pack. And they can pick any color except for red because that's Shador's color, and this is my game.
He loves red?
I guess so. Mm. They said the arrogance was staggering. They even said that he slammed one GM for tanking the economy by holding the board back in the game. Is this weird?
This is a wild story.
No. You know, I kind of get it because when I play Sorry, I always want blue. I mean, I get having your favorite color in your board game. Yeah, okay. When I play Sorry, you know, you got to get around that board. You know, Sorry. Blue. Got to be blue. I can't play
green.
So you're
very passionate about that.
When they asked, what is he doing, an analyst said, it's a power move. It's a calculated flex against the league's corporate buttoned-up culture. He's showing us he's not afraid to backstab allies in mid-game and seek victory.
Yeah. But is that a good idea when you're trying to interview for a job? Like,
here's one other one. This is weird, too. It says one GM said he was exasperated by the interview. He said, look, I get it, he's a gamer, but I asked him about his footwork under pressure, and he slid me a sheep and said, let's discuss how I can help you expand your settlements.
That's a good move. That'll get you more money.
The GM goes, I don't even know what that means.
Slid me a sheep. Oh, yeah. That's connecting.
And so I guess he even left one of the board games with somebody and said, when you're serious, call me when you're serious about connecting your cities with roads.
I've not heard the board game thing. I did hear that he was arrogant. He was brash when he went into these meetings.
Weird?
I mean, here's what I'm surprised about. If the board game thing is true, the brash arrogance, true, I'm surprised Dion lets him get by with that.
I know.
Dion, I've met Dion, and I met Dion in the 90s when Dion was playing football, and he was the deal, man. And he was the most down-to-earth, greatest guy. I mean, he was really a cool dude. And I just can't see him, you know, how he preaches to those kids up there, the football team,
right,
that is.
And how they have to,
you know,
behave.
Open doors for women the chivalry and all this. I just can't see him letting his own kid do that.
I know, and it's so weird. Like, if I ask you about your footwork, you know, I mean.
Well, and it gives a bad impression on Dion as a dad and as a former NFL. He's a pro Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe it's not true.
I don't know.
Because it sounds weird, doesn't it?
It just sounds bizarre. It just sounds like you're trying to not get drafted.
Exactly.
Yeah, that you just sabotaged yourself.
I mean, if this is true, I don't feel bad for him anymore because he's weird. Not that being weird is bad.
I think he'll get drafted today.
You do?
They've got the second and third round today, I think it is, okay? So, I mean, we got 60-something players going to be picked today. Shirley's going to be in there.
Who's Shirley? Friend of Pete?
Shirley went in the first round.
You know, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, Shirley.
Who's Shirley?
I'm just saying.
Friend of Pete. You guys get it?
We're your football update station.
That is just so bizarre. I mean, I'm not seeing this anywhere else, so maybe it's just all a lie. But how did they come up with that?
I don't know.
I know. It seems pretty elaborate.
Right? I mean, sheep and...
Congratulations to Travis Hunter, though.
Well, that is true.
Travis Hunter, go ahead.
The Cleveland Browns have traded the second pick to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And with the second pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Travis Hunter, wide receiver... Defensive back from Colorado.
This has to kind of be painful for Shador.
You think?
Simply because not only did they pick Travis Hunter, they traded up to go get him, man.
Yeah, that's how bad they wanted
him. We got to have this dude.
Yeah, so.
They're saying it was a really, really ballsy move that Jacksonville made to do this because they gave up a lot to get Travis. That makes you feel good. What?
Oh, no.
What?
I'm stupider than stupid.
What?
What happened?
No, I'm the dumbest chick on the planet.
What?
Oh, no. It's like The Onion. What I read it from is like The Onion. Oh, no.
Oh, it's all fake.
Oh, no.
It didn't sound right. I mean, I got to be honest with you.
I know, but
I know you took it literally.
Well, he didn't, talk about the footwork. He talked about his sheep.
I know.
Come on, this is humiliating.
He handed the guy sheep. Okay, folks. You know, think about this for a minute.
You guys, it's like the time when I was like 19 and I did my first news report said it was Yosemite Sam.
And
Oprah Winfrey.
There were several times and several things you said. Sheep was one of them, by the way.
Why didn't
that
you
I wanted
stop
to
me?
Blow up the
why
story.
Didn't you
well,
stop
I tried
me?
To. I kept saying that Dion would never put up with that crap.
Oh, no.
So
Oh, my God. This is all wrong. I'm just ashamed.
It's okay.
No, it's humiliating. It's like when I thought that eagle picked up that baby.
It's pretty dumb.
Remember?
It could happen to anyone.
Yeah.
It's like when I thought that Tom Brady actually threw that football through that thing.
Oh, I did. I believe that hook, line, and sinker. I was the same.
You believed that story that she was just
dead.
Yeah. Spadil, did you believe it?
No, I knew it was the sports memory the whole time.
Man, you're good.
Yeah, I saw that article this morning.
We should have come to you.
We should have.
Oh, you saw the article early.
I did, yeah.
You should have stopped me.
I couldn't tell if you were doing it on purpose or not, so I didn't want to just step on you.
Oh, for humor? Oh, that's what she was doing.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah. It was a bit.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. Yeah, I forgot. That's like that time that I said that Giselle had a little baby and named it Tommy.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Thanks for playing along.
Yeah.
Right, you didn't jump in.
Because that is funny, right, you guys? Oh, my God.
So this game doesn't even exist.
Settlers of Catan is a very popular board game.
Is it a game?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
I used to play Risk. That was a fun game. Yeah,
they're similar.
Are they?
Yeah.
It felt like it.
Yeah.
I'm just too humiliated to go on.
Go ahead and put a knife in this, literally, this
is bringing such bad memories of when I was first in radio and saying Yosemite Sam.
Yeah.
Yosemite Sam.
Pretty embarrassing.
And Phobay Kate.
Yeah. Phobay. What about Adelaide?
Oh, Adelaide.
Adele. You called her Adelaide one day.
Oh, my God. You know what? It's right. Let's pretend like, hey, you guys, if you're listening to this show or this podcast later, let's pretend like this never happened. Never happened. Okay? Can everybody erase your minds?
Yeah.
Everybody? Okay. Never happened.
I've already forgot. I don't even know what we're just talking about.
Exactly. Never happened.
Forgot.
Oh, my God.
Forgot.
Oh.
BJ and Jamie. Good morning.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. What are you looking at there?
I'm looking at yachts.
You're looking at yachts?
Yeah, I'm looking at yachts.
No kidding.
There's a Russian who owns the world's most expensive yacht.
Yeah.
And he's a Russian billionaire. And he paid $1.6 billion for it with a B.
No kidding.
B.
No kidding.
And P. Diddy bought his for $65 million.
Those are nice boats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. You bought a yacht for $65 million and now you're in jail.
No. I bought the one I had. I bought mine for, I think, $16,000.
Yeah, Bayliners are sweet.
It was a Bayliner, Cuddy cabin.
Nice. Yeah.
It was nice. Yeah. I saw this. Now, I was telling you off air. I saw a story that a guy was shooting a video, and he was walking around to marinas, and he was saying that people walk away from boats all the time, that it's very, very common. If you'll call around to marinas, and you ask them about a boat that they may have a lien on, that they have the actual title because somebody just walked away from it and haven't paid their slip fees, that you can buy it straight from them for that price of the slip fee, and boom, you got yourself a boat very, very cheap.
Well, there you go. Go to Chatfield and walk around their marina.
Yeah.
Maybe you should try that. See if it's
yeah, but I saw that. You know, every now and then you'll see a video that kind of intrigues you. Like, I wonder if this is true. I don't know.
Well, you remember Scooter, right?
Scooter?
Yeah, you remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Scooter.
Right, so he was a big wig with the insurance company, some insurance company.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he told me that the way people get rid of things like that, and especially with campers, they drive them all the way down to Florida right before a hurricane and park them there.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
they wait for the hurricane.
Good
to
little
take
scam
it.
Going
yeah,
on.
Right? And that's how they get rid of it. So
yeah, you have boats and RVs. People walk from those things quite a bit, don't they?
It sounds like a great idea at first, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a bread maker.
I actually enjoyed the boat I had, but it did become a bit of a money pit after a while.
Yeah. I had a really big boat, a 50-foot sleek craft.
Yeah.
That's a big boat.
And was it, did you get tired of it at,
no, never.
At any point?
Nope.
See, I don't think I would either.
I sold it to my friends for $1.
I mean, a dollar?
A dollar to, just for the title transfer. Oh, man. Well, because I didn't know how to drive it, and I was not with my son's dad anymore, and what am I going to do with it?
Can't move it.
You get more than a dollar.
Well, but the deal was that I could go on anytime I wanted and stuff.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah.
But I gave it to him for a dollar.
Man.
Stephen Hawley.
They lucked out.
They didn't have a suit. Oh. It's fine.
Pretty good deal.
Yeah, pretty good.
Wish I would walk up on a deal like that.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show right here in the beautiful Belco Studios. Also on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. The podcast of our program, in case you missed anything in the show today. You can get it after 10 o'clock on that app, the Odyssey app. Just quickly here, the weather for the weekend. Now, today, a little, didn't you say you saw the Mountain Wave weather guy?
Yeah, he just said that it's no severe weather is planned. It's just going to be like this, like just kind of rainy.
Gloomy.
Yeah, a little gloomy, some gloomy. Showers here and there, but that's it.
And then for the weekend, tomorrow, 75, near 80 for Sunday. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, but today, a little gloomy, that's all.
I'm reading some news headlines, and it says that Deion Sanders is in shock. Literal shock that his son did not get picked in the first round.
I think a lot of people are.
Yeah.
I really do. I think the entire university.
Yeah.
I think they're in shock up there, the athletic department. I think everybody to do with Colorado football is in shock this morning.
I know. And yeah. They said they did not. We definitely did not expect this at all. They said, and Shador is also stunned. He's not shocked. He's just stunned.
Yeah.
But Deion is shocked.
I know in the moment it feels like he's being dissed in a way that maybe he came off arrogant.
Well, he played that game the whole time.
The whole game with that, what was it called? Shaka Khan?
Something
Shaka Khan game. All right, with Cheap in it. I don't know. But here's the deal. All this will go away. All he has to do is get drafted, no matter what number it is. Get drafted, go into the NFL, prove them all wrong, become a super stud star.
If he gets to play.
He'll get to play eventually.
Yeah.
Either that or cut. But if you eventually get your shot in the NFL, boom, become a hero, and look at you. You're on top of the world again. And everybody forgets.
It's just weird, though. I mean, that's what's so funny about the internet is all these articles are coming out of people, they're reposting it. Of everybody said he was going to be second round draft pick, third round. You know, everybody had all these theories, and then he didn't even go.
My personal opinion, and I played a little football myself.
Oh, yeah, in high school.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Played a little arena football, quarterback. Uh-huh. Oh, you know, get it all. I don't think he's that good.
Oof.
I don't think he's that good for NFL. Oof. I think he could remain on a team for the next several years.
Oof.
But as far as being a star.
Nobody thought Tom Brady was this good.
Yeah, gotcha.
That's a great point.
Do you know that Michael Jordan didn't make his high school team?
I gotcha.
He didn't even make his high school
team.
I
hear you.
I don't know. And like Kobe just practiced.
We could go on and on.
I mean, there's so many of those stories. Yep.
Nobody thought I'd be anything.
And yeah.
Look at you now.
You're like ripped and shredded.
Nobody gave me a snowball's chance in the hell when I was at that little college radio station.
When people look at you.
They said, hey.
When they look at you now, they think, wow, I bet he was an athlete.
I do have that look, don't I? A former athlete.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at me. All the way. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Look at me. Yep. I mean, I even limp when I walk.
You're a specimen.
And you shuffle.
I shuffle.
Oh, my God. You
I
guys, shuffle. He gets shocked so bad when he hits the door because he shuffles his slides.
Yeah. And I have metal in my knees. So when I touch the door, it lights up the room. Lights flicker.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I think it's because I'm well grounded.
Maybe
you
that's
know,
it,
with
yeah.
all this metal
yeah,
that
yeah.
I have.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show, the brand new one from Ed Sheeran here.
BJ and Jamie.
Boom.
I didn't know that.
What?
They said that Tom Brady went as the 199th pick of the draft.
Way down there.
Wow.
So was Aaron Rodgers. He was way down the list. There's been a lot of those, though. I think Lamar Jackson, wasn't he really way down there, too?
don't know.
I don't know. There's been a list of them. It doesn't matter where you get drafted.
You'll be okay.
Yeah, it's
You'll
where
be
you.
Okay.
It's where you end up in life, man. It's not where you start, right?
Oh no, my phone is doing that thing too, where the microphone
is. Is it typing?
Yes.
Voice and text.
You know, I don't get why it does that.
It just went. It just did it by itself. I'm trying to write.
And you didn't hit a button, did you?
No, I did not.
See, that's the thing. Everybody accuses me of hitting a button.
I did. I accused you.
You accused me. Carson accused me. Everybody. Oh, but you're doing something wrong.
I did.
No. You're not doing anything wrong.
Well, it stopped, though, because I hit the button off.
There's a flaw. There's a flaw in the system. We got to go. We got to go.
Okay.
I don't have time for this. All right. Wasting our time. We got to go. You guys have a great weekend out there. Let me try to think anything major. Oh, Monster Jam is this weekend.
Oh, yep.
It's going to be at the stadium. Tickets are available for that.
And don't forget, Avs game 4 tomorrow night.
That's
Let's
right.
go.
Avs game 4 tomorrow night. Got to win. Nuggets game 4.
On Sunday.
Saturday.
It's Saturday.
Saturday.
It's tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Saturday, not Sunday, okay? They both play on Saturday, okay? All right, there you go. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Don't drink and drive, and we will see you back here on Monday. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.